Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So last night I was watching an episode of Mythic Quest, which is a comedy show set around a games company, and it's broadcast, if that's the right word, on Apple TV Plus. But this particular episode was a throwback. It was a kind of an origin story for one of the characters, and it was set way back in 1972, 3 years after I was born, actually. And it was set in the offices of this science fiction story magazine. And in fact, one of the characters it had as a bit part, a bit player, I suppose, in this story was Isaac Asimov, who, of course, wrote Foundation, the Foundation series of books, which Apple TV are also spending a lot of money on to make into a series later in the year. But Asimov was an extraordinary man in a lot of ways. And as an author, as a writer, he wrote over 500 books. Which some bright spark worked out that meant essentially, given the length of his career, he had a book ready every couple of weeks. Which is, you know, I mean, I'm a writer, I'm an author, and I think that is absolutely extraordinary because, you know, the average length of an Asimov book was around 70,000 words. And so, which means every day you work, and he worked every day, he was one of those, you need to have 5,000 publication ready words a day, which is extraordinary, even more extraordinary, because of course back then they were using typewriters, not the kind of word processors we had today. So you obviously had to think carefully before you put anything down. But I also think, this is where I'm going with this, I also think that there is a huge, huge productivity boost when you can't easily go back and constantly rewrite everything. You might call this actually the Lee Child method. I've talked about this before. Lee Child, the most successful thriller writer in the world, writes the Jack Reacher books, and I think they're on about 24, 25 now, and he famously doesn't ever go back and rewrite what he's already written. Yeah, he might slip a comma in somewhere or a full stop, but he essentially, once he's written the first sentence, that's going to be the first sentence for the next novel. He just goes on like that. And I'm the opposite of that, and I think most writers are the opposite of that. We're constantly rewriting. And when I think about, I was, you know, looking at watching these characters last night typing away on their typewriters, and I was thinking about Asimov, and I was thinking about Lee Child, and thinking about just the importance of whatever it is you do, whether you're a writer, whatever it is you're doing, of pushing the thing through to the end. I've talked about this before on the podcast, but one of the things that makes a big difference for me when I remember to do it, when I'm focused enough to do it, is finishing the thing I started. And I think for a lot of reasons, and a lot of them have to do with technology, I think we've become a world of people who start things and don't finish things. We've become a world of people who get distracted, especially when it gets hard. And it always gets hard towards the end, right? Because it's easy to say, oh, I'm sketching this in. You know, I might do it on a proposal, or I might do it on a piece of copy. It's easy now because I know this isn't the final thing. But actually, when we focus paragraph by paragraph and say, no, I'm not going to leave this sentence, this line, this paragraph, until it is right, what we actually find is we get a lot more done. In the style of Asimov and Lee Child, it may not be 5,000 words a day, it may not be 500 books in a career, but with every line, with every sentence, with every paragraph, it is something that is closer to being the thing that you can let go of, the thing that you can put out into the world that can create value either on your behalf or someone else's. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story means business.